Everybody knows Veterans Day is Sunday, 11/11. And we were presented with the opportunity to use our platform today to do something very cool. And I'm going to hold off on the details of that for the time being for strategic purposes. Everybody in the room understand what I'm talking about?
Picking up what you're putting down.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we have some people positioned in the green room across the hall. Mm-hmm. And we're going to arrange to present something to a veteran from our community. Problem is, somebody's running late, so we're a little behind, okay? Mm. So we got them staged across the hall. We have Brian, and he's got his son over there. Brian's a veteran. And Amy, was he in the Army?
Yep.
Amy's Brian's mom. How are you this morning?
Good.
Where are you guys from?
Perry.
Hey, look out. All right.
Long ride today, huh?
Yes.
Good for you. So Brian is across the hall, and he's attending to his son, Robbie. We got something special for him. But tell us about your son. You gave me a brief version of it. He was forwardly deployed.
Yes, he was over in Iraq, 2005 to 2007. He did basic training and training all that before that. He took a roadside bomb right before the 4th of July in 2007. I got the phone call on the 4th of July, came home from fireworks, and the United States government called me and told me that my son was in the hospital because of a IED. And that was the only information that they would give me at that point. And of course, so I had to wait like 2 weeks before I was even able to get any other information. And at that point, they had already released him, put him back in service, you know. Then he got home and they realized that there was something wrong. He started having night terrors, couldn't fire a weapon anymore. And they released him to find out that there was massive brain injury, and he is now 100% disabled because of it.
What's his life like now?
He is very shy, very withdrawn. He keeps to himself pretty much. He has his group of friends that he surrounds himself with. He spends a lot of time up at the VA. He goes to the one in Buffalo because of situations with where that's where his treatment started and everything. So, and he just keeps to himself. He's very, very shy.
That's sad. I hate to see any of our nation's heroes even perceive themselves from a place of weakness.
Yes.
That breaks my heart. That is one of the great tragedies of this world.
Yeah, and he's never been a weak kid. He was a very, very strong child.
I hope you don't think I said he was.
No,
I said I hate things that make them feel as if they are.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've done enough work with veteran groups and talked to men and women, and that problem is not exclusive to your son.
Yeah. And they don't feel like they have a place to talk to anybody.
But they do.
They don't talk. You know, and I hope that the word gets out there that they can talk to people.
Yeah. Has he ever talked to the people at the Veterans Outreach Center? Because in the past, it's a different situation. I've been over there with the Richards House, and they have weekly dinners over there for veterans. And I would encourage them to explore that.
Because
I've been in that room, and there's people that have walked similar walks. And I don't know. I just think that might be cool to do.
Yeah.
So what's the moving forward with his life?
Well, he's hopefully going to be getting married in May.
Oh, so, look out.
You know, they're planning on it, you know, finance. They're trying to figure finances, but, you know, they're planning on it, you know. So
wow. He has a beautiful child.
Yeah.
He is here across in the green room, has the most beautiful little boy I've seen since my own.
I know.
I'm going to turn 2 years old, little one named Robbie.
How old's Brian now?
Brian is 30 years old.
All right, Dirty 30. Wow. Oh, he turned around. I think he heard me. I shouldn't talk about our nation's heroes in that way. Well, Amy, if you don't mind sitting tight, thank you so much for setting the table here. We got something lined up. You're in on it.
Yes.
But Brian is in. He's across the hall right now, and he can't hear me whispering. But Justin Cogswell. Does everybody know who that is? Hang on, let me turn my mic up. Right. Shut the door.
I'm good. Yeah.
No offense here, guys.
Yeah.
Man, we are the worst at secrets, aren't we?
Yeah, we're the worst.
Oh, man. I have problems keeping it.
All right. Okay, Amy reached out to Operation Build Up.
Yes.
Y'all are hip to Operation Build Up. You know who they are? It's that outfit down by me in Livingston County, run by Justin Cogswell. And that's where they take cars and rehabilitate them and get them road ready. And they present them to unknowing veterans. Now, Brian, across the hall, you just told us he's 100% disabled, but he can drive. He still has his motor skills, his wits about him. And I feel terrible saying this, but his really, like, looking at him, it's just his speech that's affected.
Yes, and, you know, like, there's night sweats and night terrors, mostly.
But, I mean, just as far as my interaction with him in the hallway, if I just ran into him at Tops or
you
something.
You wouldn't know.
Yeah, it would just be that. So he can still drive, and he's got that little boy to look after, and a new vehicle would be a huge blessing in his life.
He also got into a predatory loan. He had bought a car. The car, or Jeep, I guess it was, and crashed the Jeep, and the loan was so much that after they totaled it up,
upside down,
$5,000 on it.
Negative equity.
No, so he's paying on a Jeep that he doesn't even have anymore.
Oh, dear God. Well, that's what Justin does, you know, so they're en route. Okay, so we're going to duck out. I got to move my truck. I got my truck and four-wheeler outside blocking off parking spots.
Yeah. This is the guy who, wasn't he the guy that Mike Rowe did a feature on Facebook?
Yeah. He's very out there in our community. And he's done things like this. His organization has done things like this in the past. And we get to be a part of it today. So we're pretty excited about it. So give us a little time to vamp. Is that a good word?
Well, we'll play some songs and you know, do our usual stuff.
The quick set change outside. TJ, would you do me a solid and run the controls for a little while?
Absolutely.
And I'm going to roll up my sleeves for a minute. So that's what's going on, folks.
Thanks. Things are coming together here, Newman.
I know. Hey, Justin, what up, dude?
How's it going, guys? Thank you so much for having us in. It's a real honor to be here today on behalf of veterans everywhere.
Yeah, happy Veterans Day to you as well.
Thank you.
Justin Cogswell runs Operation Build Up. It's a 501c3. Why don't you tell people your mission if they don't know about it?
So we started Operation Build Up a few years ago, just a small group of veterans. We got together. Our mission is to provide veterans with the necessary resources to create the kind of lives that they deserve, which we believe are vehicles. We think that once a veteran loses transportation, they really lose their ability to prosper.
Yeah, man. I mean, we all know how difficult it is to do the business of life without wheels. So you've been on our radar for years. I know House has interviewed you in the past, and you've done great works in the community for a while. So we're happy to be a part of this today. Now, just to kind of let you know what's led up to this point. While you were en route to the radio station, we were talking to Brian, who is going to be awarded a car by Operation Build Up today. Brian is sequestered in the green room right now.
He can't.
We've got him cornered.
Yeah. And we interviewed his mom in the segment before the news. And Brian, as you know, he was in an IED incident in a Humvee. Yes. And his speech, he has a pretty good speech impediment.
Yes.
And he's a little self-conscious of that. And I didn't want to make him, put him in a position to paint him as weak. You know what I mean? So he thinks he's here to get a Veterans Day gift bag. All right. So his mom came in here and told us the story from her account. And she just painted a beautiful picture. So the audience is kind of in on this. House, why don't you open that door right now?
Yeah. Well, let's do it, guys. Yeah, we'll all do it as a team here.
Yeah. Hey, Amy, can you and Brian come in here for a hot second, please? Brian, I'm not going to, I won't put you on the spot. Just come stand right by me. I want to introduce you to somebody. Happy Veterans Day, by the way, sir. And thank you for your service. Brian, I know your mom brought you to the radio station today to pick up a gift bag for Veterans Day. Well-deserved prize, right? Well, look me in the eye. We lied to you.
We did lie. It was a white lie.
You are not getting a gift bag. I want to introduce you to our friend Justin Cogswell.
How are you, Brian?
He is with Operation Buildup. Go ahead, buddy.
Happy Veterans Day. You know, we kind of lured you in here a little bit. We heard about some of the difficulties and challenges that you've been going through. And our team at Operation Buildup, I'm not sure if you've ever heard of us. We surprise veterans in need with vehicles to prevent suicides and homelessness and just all overall difficulties. In honor of Veterans Day, our team of about 40 volunteers located in Avon, New York, have actually been working on this vehicle. If you come on right on over here, come on over here, walk right by this window with us for you right here.
I feel like I want to do like a drum roll.
There's a 2010 white G6 out there with those black wheels on it. Just got new rims and tires. We went through it. This vehicle is going to be excellent for you and your little family. And on behalf of Operation Buildup, 92.5 FM, and all of America and Rochester's listening right now, here is the clean title to your new car. Oh. Happy Veterans Day, Semper Fidelis.
Wow.
That's wonderful.
There's his son comes running.
Mom's crying here.
Amy, come on over here. Yeah, come over here by me.
I know. I want to talk to Amy.
Amy, have you met Justin in person before?
No, I follow them on Facebook because they do such great work. And I have a friend that works with him. And she had said that they were looking for veterans, and so I decided to submit Brian's name, and God bless them.
Look at him. He's literally looking out the window.
What do you think, dude? Thumbs up? Yeah. Yeah.
Little man approves. We are good.
Good deal. Oh, that's awesome.
Well,
I got to tell you, seeing Mama cry, that kind of got me going a little bit here.
Hey, Brian, look me in the eye again. Thank you from the bottom of my heart, brother. I don't even have words for it, man. Your sacrifice to this country, to me personally, man. I don't have the words to tell you. I don't know that anybody has the words to tell you, but you put yourself in a position for all of us here. You were forwardly deployed. You did what this country asked of you. You were injured pretty damn severely, brother. 100% disabled. I don't have the words to thank you for that. But you, my friend, if there was ever a hero, look at me! Look at me!
He's looking at his car.
I know. You, my friend, are a true American hero, all right? We love you. I don't want this to be the last time you are in our lives. We want to follow up on you. God bless you. God bless your impending or upcoming marriage. God bless this little boy, Robbie, who is just so dang cute.
He's adorable.
And Amy, I'm a guy on the radio who doesn't have the words to say anything, but hearing you tell the story from your perspective, I think touched a lot of people's hearts today. So thank you to both of you. Brian, you're the man, brother. We love you, and I hope you enjoy that car. God bless you, and thank you for your service. And you!
Yes.
Justin, thanks for including us in this, man. I know you guys do a lot of hard work over there, and you pay it forward, and it's a fantastic mission you're on. And thank you for including us in this presentation today. You're all right, man.
We appreciate it. And if anybody's listening today wants to check us out, definitely go to operationbuildup.com. We're a 501c3. We're 100% volunteer. We work off strictly donations and can definitely use your help. Today, we got a doubleheader in honor of Veterans Day, and then The Marine Corps birthday is tomorrow.
Yeah,
hoorah.
Right.
So we are going to be surprising a local young Marine in dire need at the Avondale Pub in Avon, New York. We'll be there between 1 to 5 tomorrow. He has no idea. So we've got an all-wheel drive SUV we're rolling out tomorrow. So we've been busy over there at Operation Buildup. But, you know, a lot of people don't understand the struggles that our veterans go through. And they might hear little whispers and stories. And you know what? Some people might think that... you know, it doesn't affect them, and you know, maybe they shouldn't get involved. But if everyone is putting a little bit of effort, we could change everything.
Amen. Is it still 22 a day?
Yeah, so it dropped to 21 per day, then it's 22 per day. You know, it's
we're talking over, about veteran suicide.
Over 150,000 veterans have committed suicide since 2001, and that's three times the casualties lost in the Vietnam conflict. And you don't really hear it on the news because they are not combat related. So it's very important for everyone to put in a little bit. Operation Buildup is an amazing organization. People can get involved. If you own a company, think about sponsoring us. Come down, volunteer, donate a vehicle, get involved. We're doing big things out here.
Man, cool. You know me. I always like to do what I can. I can't do much, but I feel like I want to be a part of this. Look, I don't hide from my faith. I'm taught from the Bible that with blessings come burdens. And what I mean by that is, like, I have a boat, all right? It's a blessing to me, but I have the burden of changing the oil, winterization, shrink
exactly
wrapping.
Right.
You just got a blessing of a new car from Operation Buildup. Call your insurance company and you send me the bill for the first 3 months.
All right. Check that out, guys. That is
send
awesome.
Send me the bill and I will personally awesome. Pay that out of my pocket so you can get up on your feet. Well, then just send me the invoice and I'll reimburse you, all right? I want to do that for you, Brian. All right, buddy? You're very welcome.
Justin, that is amazing.
You're a good dude. Thanks for including us in this today. Again, operationbuildup.com is their website. You can learn more about them. They got all sorts of stories. There's tons of media you can consume on that website, and it really paints a good picture of their mission at Operation Buildup. Thanks for your time. Thanks for your service. And thank you for sharing this not only with us, but with our listening audience as well. It's been a great morning.
Thank you all as well. Happy Veterans Day to veterans everywhere. And for the Marines out there, happy Marine Corps birthday. Semper Fidelis.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.